Hi, John. How's it going? This is Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
How are you going today, Dennis?
Not too bad, not too bad. Sorry about that. I didn't hear my phone ring earlier.
It's been really bad, man. Got me
Yeah, I've
quiet.
seen the. Yeah, got your voicemail. Yeah, I'm not sure what part of the state you're in, but I got family that lives around Stephenville area. It's flooded. The Brazos River's flooded there, and I grew up near Lake Proctor, which is it's flooded obviously too, and it's a dammed lake, so it's overflowing the top. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it really is. I never seen nothing like
It's bad.
Yeah, I was just wondering how y'all's loans and stuff work and what the interest and stuff was
Well, we'll tell you, we're working extremely competitive when it comes to rates. As far as what you qualify for, unfortunately, we don't. Any bank out there is not going to have a specific rate. Even if they advertise one, it'll say at the bottom of that in real small writing that not all applicants will qualify. It depends on certain credit scores and things of that. But
Yeah, my credit score done got so bad. That's what I wanted to talk to you about, because when I first got this truck, I had a tractor, and I kind of got behind on everything, and I had to let the tractor go and keep the truck, and my credit went from 850 to 444.
Well, we still have some options for you. Are you driving your truck right now?
Yes, I'm driving that. I had to keep it because it's my own source of income.
Gotcha. And how much would you say you're doing monthly as far as your gross revenue monthly? How much are you depositing each month?
Deposit it in the bank,
Yeah.
or what I make.
Right. Or if you know what you make yearly.
It's different every week, but it averages about maybe $2,800 a week.
About 2,800 a week. Okay, so
2,800.
do the math on that. So just on average, roughly that times four. So you're doing it's about maybe like 140 a year in that ballpark.
Yeah, last year May, well, I think it was 81, but I started in April.
Gotcha. So have you filed your taxes yet for 2015?
Again?
Have you filed your taxes for 2015 yet?
Yeah, it's not right.
Okay. And I guess with that being said, so your tax return reflects around 80,000? Okay, would probably, just to let you know, we'd probably only be able to lend you, it's just as far as like a cash loan, like a short-term cash loan, maybe around like 10,000 in that ballpark. So I don't know if that'd be enough to help you out or not. But as far as the my only concern is that if we looked into doing an equipment loan, they will look at that default on the trailer, and that'll be a major factor they'll look at. Plus, usually they like to see the credit score to be around about a 630 or so at a minimum. I mean, obviously it'll get back up there in a little bit, but just to wait till that kind of clears off your credit at this point. But we have unsecured working capital loans. They don't really focus on the credit for the most part. They'll just focus on the revenue of the business. But yeah, if you want me to look into that, I just need to get our application back. It's going to be a shorter term loan option, probably around anywhere from 6 months to maybe 12 months in that ballpark there. The way it works is they'll just deposit the funds into your account. They don't monitor the use of it. If you need to use it to buy tires, gas, do some updates, whatever. They don't monitor the use of funds, but it's still a good loan to have, whether you end up getting a loan for another truck or anything like that as well. It's a working capital loan, and it's just a good source of financing to have. If you ever need to inject any capital into your business, it's available for you. But sorry, go
I
ahead.
heard you said something about that on your text message you left for the application. I haven't received it, but that mail's so crazy now, I don't know what's going on. But that water just went
Actually,
back down yesterday, where I could get back to the house.
did I email it to you? Because I was looking into your file and I was kind of curious about that. I never actually get your email address, I don't believe. That's what happened. Yeah, but I never got your email address. I can email it to you if you'd like.
Again.
I can email you the application, but it's not something I actually have a capability to text. I could email it to you.
Okay then.
What's the email address for you?
I think there's a whole lot of stuff. Got it wrote down. I can't never remember it.
That's right. So how long has the your credit been affected with by the trailer?
I was back in April last month.
Okay.
And I checked in after I had to let that tractor go back because I couldn't afford it in this truck too, because I'm trying to buy this truck in the trailer. I just put a down payment on it a couple of months ago and trying to buy it too.
Gotcha.
John Williams.
So just your first name, last name, John Williams, okay?
Yes, John Williams, JW, 284, at gmail.com.
So I have J Williams, JW, I'm sorry, John Williams, JW284 at gmail.
Yeah, at gmail.com.
All right, John, I'll get everything out I would need for that working capital loan, and if I see that I can actually do a loan for you for the equipment as well, I'll definitely let you know. But I'll at least be able to get the ball rolling for you as far as this goes.
Okay, then.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon, bud.
All right, then, Dennis, appreciate it.
You too. Stay dry out there.
All right.
Or try at least.
All right.
Bye.